Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We have, it's going to be fun today.
When is it not?
Well, it's, I feel like we say that every day.
Okay, so we just like what we do here.
I guess
get to
so.
Tell, we get to share stories.
Of people. Awesome people.
Yeah, particularly the church's story. And today...
All about vocation today.
Vocation. I knew there was a key word that was coming up. Thanks for thinking of that.
You're welcome. It's my job. Some days. I don't know. We get to talk about a unique vocation today that... I don't know. Most baptized children probably have this vocation. I would think. I would hope. They have sponsors. They have godparents. So we have godparents and godchildren.
And in studio today to talk about it.
Some of our favorite people. I'm just singing a lot today. That must mean it's really fun.
Oh, but that's what we need. Well, maybe we'll get to that. We'll get to hymns about
I'm writing that one down. Another talking point.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at Concordia University, Wisconsin's website, cuw.edu, or on our website, kfuo.org. You can find them in the underwriter section there at the top of the page.
Yes. All right. I guess we have to introduce our guests. Yes. We have Katie Schurman.
It is always a pleasure to be in your company.
And
this
time,
is Golsa.
Thank you. And this time in studio. Last time I was over the phone.
This is a treat indeed.
And Pastor Michael Schuerman.
Hello.
Hello. And your very special godchildren. Two of others, maybe?
Yes. I have 13 godchildren. I'm so blessed. So these are two of my 13.
Yes, I only have 12.
Oh, so. Man. Got to get another one.
One of them
list.
Got Katie, but not me.
Oh, we won't talk about that today. Olivia and Lydia Brown are with us in studio. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Thanks for joining us in studio today.
Yeah.
Those are the sweet little giggles you hear in the studio. It's always great to have young ones in studio.
So, Katie, you're the one that actually brought this up to our attention, and I think this is a fantastic topic. So, tell me what kind of sparked this this topic for you to bring here to tell these stories.
Well, we are delighting in the fact that for the very first time, Olivia and Lydia have come to stay with us for an entire week in Illinois. They actually live in South Dakota, where their mother and father, the Reverend Thomas Brown and his wife, Lucy Brown, live. And we are not ready to send them back tomorrow, but we must. And so knowing that they were going to be here and knowing that we wanted to take them to St. Louis to see the zoo. And since you two are always so generous to invite us to participate in your programming, I thought it might be a great opportunity to hear from the younger side of the vocation. What is it to be a godchild?
What is it to be a godchild? When you probably don't remember your baptism, I bet, and that day when you were baptized and welcomed into God's kingdom through the gifts of baptism, or probably don't even remember that when they became your godparents. What does it mean to be a godchild? What do you think? Do you have some thoughts on that? We'll start with Lydia, and then we'll go to Olivia.
I think it means it's like having a whole nother set of parents, only they teach you more about God and Jesus.
Olivia?
I think they're like aunt and uncle, mom and dad, and they nurture us in God's word and faith.
They nurture you in God's word and in the faith. And they're kind of like you said, kind of like aunt and uncle. What has it been like spending time with them this week? This is your first time to spend a whole week with them. What are some of the things you've gotten to do during your visit with your godparents this week?
We went swimming. We had a tea party. We played with a bunny.
Played with Boo.
Went to the zoo.
Yeah. There's some crazy stuff. There's some crazy stories from the zoo, too, I've heard.
Oh, yeah.
Giant hippo.
So you've had a lot of... What was that?
Giant hippo.
So you've had an opportunity to do a lot of fun things together and to make some memories as well. How do How do they tell you, or how do they, you mentioned they nurture you in God's word. What are some ways that you spend time in God's word, or you're nurtured in God's word with your godparents?
We do devotions at the end of the day, and we talk about what it means to be a godchild and godparent, and how we can still go to church and all that stuff.
Are there ways that they help you remember your baptism, or they celebrate your baptism birthday with you?
They make a baptism book with pictures from our baptism.
Yeah.
And they make a baptism banner for us too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there special things that they do on your baptism birthday with you? Like, do you get cards and presents and stuff?
Deal.
No. Oh. But the banner and what was it that you said?
Baptism book.
The baptism book. Tell me about the baptism book. That sounds really cool.
It's got pictures from our baptism, like when we were getting baptized, and it talks about what happened afterward and before the baptism.
Do you like to look through that?
Yeah.
What does that mean for you to have that physical thing that you can kind of remember something that happened when you were just a little baby?
It's cool.
Yeah. Katie, you were going to say something.
What did we do in the car when we were driving to Mr. and Mrs. Rowley's house? What's one thing we like to do together?
We went around the car with the different parts of the Apostles' Creed, and everyone said one of the parts was like, someone started, and then someone else said the second part of the Apostles' Creed, and someone else said the third, and then we went around the car like that.
We even went through the commandments, right, and maybe made up a few. Yeah, made up a few commandments.
Oh, boy.
Yes, some very interesting new laws were created, weren't they?
Oh, dear.
But we quickly realized that they were not. Those were not the true laws of our Lord.
Is that something that's special to your relationship with your godparents, though? Going through the catechism and the parts of the catechism and remembering those things so that they're really stuck in your head?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, Lydia, on this week, something special happened for you. What did you do this week?
I memorized the Apostles' Creed, and everyone tries memorizing all the creeds, and when you do, you get 3 pieces of candy. So I finished. I memorized that, and that was my last thing that I had to memorize.
So you got 3 pieces of candy. Nice.
Was it 3 pieces of candy or 3 types
bags
of candy?
3 types.
3 bags of candy.
Bags.
That is a big difference.
I did not realize this was an important, responsibility of godparents.
It
candy.
Can be. One thing we've decided to do with all of our godchildren, we try to do it, depending on whether they're interested in participating or not, is different rewards for memorizing the different, at least the kind of the chief texts of the Christian faith. So as they memorize each commandment, what do we do? Is it a quarter? Is that what we do?
Yep.
Do a quarter for each commandment as they memorize them. Then the...
That's why they were making up commandments.
That's right. Wait a second. We can get rich. We do... When they memorize the Apostles' Creed, because it's 3 persons, 1 God, we get 3 types of candy, more than pieces. And
the gospel is not stingy.
That's right. That's right. That's right. God is super abundant in His grace, and
sounds like a book title.
Uncle Michael, at least, was super abundant at the grocery store with the candy. And then the Lord's Prayer. When they memorize the Lord's Prayer, we do ice cream.
Oh, man.
We go out for ice cream. So it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun for the godparents, too, let's be honest.
I'm sorry you had to have ice cream.
Take one for the team.
It was rough.
Olivia?
I joked about this because we just had, I think it was a Sunday that we said the Athanasian Creed. So I asked, do we have to memorize the Athanasian Creed? And they said, you don't have to. And I'm like, I'll look on that.
I promise to get something quite big if if Olivia memorizes the Athanasian Creed.
That would be impressive.
Yeah. Yes.
That is a long one.
You better than me.
Yeah.
What is... Let's talk about your vocation as godparents. When you were approached, when you were asked to serve as sponsors for these children and for the other umpteen children that you were asked to be baptismal sponsors for, as we call them, godparents quite often. What did you understand about that vocation before you took on that vocation? What did you understand about it, and what have you learned since becoming a godparent?
Yeah, that's a great question. What did we understand about it beforehand? I mean, I suppose, you know, beforehand we knew, you know, kind of the general, which is, okay, we should be there for the baptism if possible. We'll stand up there and participate in the rite and all of that. I suppose pray for them. But beyond that, at least for my part, I didn't give a lot of thought to a lot more of the, I suppose, the possibilities that come with that vocation of just helping them to be raised in the faith. I didn't grow up in the church, so I didn't have a lot of experience. I didn't have a godparent, for example, and I didn't have any experience with it. In contrast to, you know, to Katie, who probably had maybe a little bit more idea about what she was getting into. But in terms of what kind of we've learned, that was the second part of the question, right? I guess what we've learned, or at least what I've learned, is the wonderful possibilities that are there. I mean, you know, supporting their parents, supporting the church in raising them in the faith, encouraging them in Jesus. There's all kinds of ways to make that enjoyable and fun and special, more than just, you know, memorizing, which is fine and good and we should do it. But there's great ways to make that more than just saying something over and over and over again.
I want to hear what Katie has to share, but we need to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll learn more about your perspective on this vocation of godparent. We're talking with the Shermans and their goddaughters, Olivia and Lydia Brown. You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We'll be right back.